Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, morning show. Welcome to the weekend. A lot of football talk and a lot of events outdoors, and we've got kind of a roller coaster ride. So we're going to check in with Jason Frazier, meteorologist at the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. So today looks like a decent mid-November day. We got playoff football tonight in high school action, and then, as you know, world stage in college football tomorrow. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame at Pitt at noon, and then Sunday, Bengals Steelers at 1. So walk us through the details.
Yeah, so what we're looking at today is we actually got clouds rolling in through right now. Maybe by the afternoon, get a little mix of sun and clouds. But the key thing is it's going to be dry here through this evening, so makes for some pleasant football activities for the high schools around the region. As we get to tomorrow, generally should stay dry in the morning, but we're going to see a system approach. So we could see some sprinkles, maybe a brief light rain shower around noon to the early afternoon period. But the main focus is really more in the evening to after 5 p.m. when we're going to have a cold front approach and then cross the area. That's going to increase the chances for showers, maybe some gusty showers where we get wind speeds of or gusts in the 30 to maybe 40 mile per hour range. A low probability that those gusts could actually be stronger. That does a little bit of damage, but right now that threat is kind of looking less and less likely. It's all really dependent on do we get warm enough during the afternoon ahead of that front Saturday. And it's going to be wet then the rest of the evening, Saturday night into Sunday morning, before drier weather, but cooler weather sets up for Sunday.
So if we were going to the game tomorrow, and a lot of people will be, it's a sellout crowd anticipated. They've got ESPN's game day morning, and the garage is open at 6 a.m. So the early morning crowd, it'll be chilly, but it won't be below freezing, and it should be, for the most part, dry for the game itself, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, so generally, for the most part, it's more likely that we should stay dry, but it's a great example of a fall day where it's always recommended to have those layers. You know, cool start to the morning still, so you're going to want some warmer, then maybe some layers that you can kind of shed as you get towards or into the afternoon. Maybe there's a little windbreaker that you're having with you in case it gets a little breezy, or you have that sprinkle that you can throw up a hood really quick. But again, any rain that we see during that time is not likely to be soaking. So that's kind of the recommendation going through the day. And again, any of the heavier rain, higher probability for the gusty wind showers and heavier rain that could soak you is going to be more late in the evening after 5, 6 p.m.
Appreciate the details, Jason. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. Meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. So, Aaron, a lot of people want to go to the game, obviously, tomorrow in particular, and the Steelers game, too, which they're always sold out. But weather does play a factor in people showing up. But it sounds like pit game's going to get in hopefully mostly dry, and the wet stuff doesn't come till later in the afternoon.
It's funny. I've always felt, because snow and rain, both inconvenient, but I'd rather choose snow over rain. Rain is just very uncomfy, so I'm crossing my fingers that they're able to get the game through before it rains.
My late father-in-law used to say he decided when he found out it was going to rain, he was just going to go ahead and let it.
Hey.
Kind of, you know.
Yeah, just
the,
whatever.
The attitude is, it is what it is. So
right.
As long as you're prepared, if you're going. So like Jason said, good advice, dress in layers. The temperature in the afternoon tomorrow is going to hit 63.
Insane.
So it'll be chilly in the morning, and then take one of those cheapo ponchos with you and stuff it in your pocket. And
yep.
You need it, you're good to go.
And then just enjoy the day.
But do know this, umbrellas are permitted in the stadium, but not permitted to be open in the seating bowl.
That is actually a good fact that a lot of places don't. You know, I've asked for the concert on Wednesday. Will they let you bring your umbrella? So thank you for that.
Trust me. That's yes. I got this one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.